recorded.
Okay, I mean, if folks, so I see that little number stop ticking up, but I think it has. So it is 6 o'clock on the dot. I'd like to call the May 12th work session of the Spartan School Board meeting to order. Just a couple of reminders, the meeting is being recorded, and as we've been doing during the pandemic, we're matching our meeting structure to that of our schools. So as we're still in hybrid mode in our schools, we're hybrid for our meeting tonight. The meeting minutes and audio recording will be available on the district website as soon as we're able to get those posted. And cameras and microphones are turned off for our participants. The chat feature is turned on. However, participants can only chat with the host in order to sign up for public comment, which will take place during the regular meeting. If you're interested in speaking during the public comment portion, you must provide your full name and topic that you wish to address in the chat prior to the start of public comment. So with that, we will start with our principal's report. So we have a team from JBM here today.
We do need to have the team, right?
Just make sure you speak up so that the...
Should I turn this way a little bit?
Sure.
Either way. So welcome again. I think the last time I was here was right when our JBM began our hybrid coming into the building. It's been quite a challenge this year, but I think the key word I would say for our entire building this year was just the word family, because it took a family to get through all of this, and it was a refreshing light to see our kids walking in the door, and obviously in a routine now, but our ultimate goal, obviously, in the fall is to have our kids back to us 5 days a week. And most of them say that, most of course their parents say that. But we had a couple new additions. If you see a little furry one that came in with us, he's only 8 months old, so he's not my pup still. This is Max, and he is really the town celebrity. Everywhere he goes, to the ballpark, I think that's where Mrs. Mumley just picked him up. All the kids flock in. They know, that's the dog from JBM. So Max went through the therapy program, and just a little pictures and videos of him. He was just a little dog and started with us. And now he's this big run monster. Pelican, and when he was in therapy school, he almost did not pass because he's so lazy. He would just lay down like he does all day during the day. But really, it's been a godsend for a lot of our kids. During all of this, obviously, we're going to experience a lot of these challenges when we come back 5 days a week with just the transition of life. And he's helped us, our sanity, with a lot of this. Just want to come and talk to Max. Sometimes I'll have conversations with him and just have time with him. Very gentle, and it gets him back on the right track to get back in class. So welcome. I'm glad I had the opportunity to bring him tonight so you can see him. Maybe we'll get him to do some tricks later. He doesn't know a lot. Just he is very, very obedient. And I know Miss Mumley, her separation anxiety. A couple other things. Obviously, with some of our limited pieces this year with our activities, we try to get engaged as much as possible. Class Spirit Week's going on. This week we have Disney for the week. All the kids are wearing their Disney garment. And a couple other things going on. Obviously, last week was Teacher Appreciation Week. And really, this year we really, really appreciate as we do any of it. This year especially has been very tough on our teaching staff. Juggling three or four things at once. They received little gifts throughout the week, and you have actually a gift with you today that was provided by JDM. So I'll give you an opportunity to open it all at once. It's a little personalized. So go ahead and open that real quick. This is done by our secretary, every staff member of JDM, and also all of you here.
Jerry
has one of those. We have to put in. She needs a Miss Hudson.
Thank you.
Welcome her. And it's a little hot off the presses. Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you. Thank you.
The first official swear of here. A couple other things. Obviously, we would show a parent conversion video. We had a little lengthy. So if you have the opportunity, we have it all on our social media platforms. We have it on our website. Obviously, it was our very first year having our fourth graders come up to us, the Spanish version. So it's a little bit of a challenge with kids in a hybrid setting, not being 5 days a week. Hopefully, that will change next year. the fifth grade or my fifth grade class coming over, they really won't have the option to be virtual. They must come in at 5 days. And we need that program working with Fidelity. And one final thing I wanted to share tonight, and I know I've been working a lot with Mr. Holt and Dr. Rudolph, State Department of Special Services. With this pandemic, you know, at the very onset of this, a lot of our families, not just at JVM, but just, I would say, worldwide, have come into a lot of need and lack of, not necessarily lack of resources, but the resources are out there. And learning how to navigate through all of that has been, it's been taxing for families, and really it's hard for us, even as a school, to find some of those resources. So I've been in close contact again with Roger and Special Services, Jen Morris and Justin Weller, to partner with BHSS. There's a couple of individuals that we've been working with to develop a program starting at JVM, hopefully expanding out district-wide to really have a point person to reach the resources. The benefits, all the qualifications, just getting to a one-stop shop. You know, you gotta go over to point A to qualify for this, then you have to run across town from point B, then point C. And some families don't have a vehicle, don't have transportation, they can't figure it all out. We have them possibly coming to us right in the school in the evenings, or those families who come right to us. We talk about some programs, maybe feeding them at night, providing transportation if needed, Mr. Robinson with the transportation, having them come right to the school. Get those things in place for them to hopefully get the needs that they want and the need that they actually need. So it's been eye-opening for this last year. I'm sure all of you have felt all of it, even personally at your own level. So something more to come. I know we're starting and hopefully maybe expanding district-wide in the months and possibly throughout next year. And that's all I've got. So I want to, again, personally congratulate Mr. Wilson. Joining us here in the Smyrna School District. I know you've been around, I've seen your face of children like in the middle school, and I think one of them actually is working the tech team, so we see him periodically. Ms. Hudson for joining us here in office. I'm sure Jerry is not here. We'll wish him the best. Obviously, I'll see him before he retires. And get to see and get to work with Ken again. Tonight, as he's approved as a transportation supervisor. So congratulations. And finally, just again, I will reach out and say this in October, I'll say this again to Amy Mumley, because really it takes a whole team to get things going. There's a lot that goes on every day, especially with all the mix of things going on. And I appreciate all the work that she's done.
Thank you. Mr. Williams.
Yes, thank you, Madam President. So again, thank you to JVM, wonderful school, various programs. And of course, we know that when the therapy vets come in, they are the rock stars. This evening, of course, we congratulate Dr. Charlotte Wilson for the appointment to the board beginning July 1st. Very excited for that. Wanted to say publicly that President Katie O'Connell has been a wonderful asset to the school board, a wonderful friend of the district and all of the families. Especially thank her for all of her dedication. She's got two more months, or give her
back. Right.
I wanted to say that.
Thank you.
Also wanted to share, of course, it's been since our last meeting in April, it's been a very challenging month for some of our families, a few in particular who have experienced tragedies and losses. So wanted to express condolences from all of us, the entire Smyrna School District, to our families, family in Clayton, family in Smyrna, and a member of our high school family. All of them have experienced tragedies in the last several weeks, and it's been an incredibly difficult time. But one certainty is obvious to all of us, and that's when tragedy strikes, everyone comes together to support those in need. So we will continue to do that, even as the days turn into weeks and 2 months. Wanted to share those things. Very, very heartbroken. We give them our support. Looking ahead today, Governor Carney released updated guidance specific to schools, which will be a great help to us as we prepare not only for the fall, but also for our summer learning academies. Today, specifically, the bus or and/or transportation restrictions were eased somewhat so that the district can place students on buses with some degree of spacing, but we don't have the rigid 23 student capacity per bus. And it's going to be a great help as we plan for the fall, but also as we work this summer to bring students in more learning enrichment. So that's wonderful news. Similarly, the guidance addresses cafeterias. No longer will students and staff have to be 6 feet apart while consuming a meal. It's been reduced to 3 feet as well. So while that may not sound like a lot, it allows us to essentially double capacity in our cafeterias. It also will ease the burden on some of our other resource areas that may have had to serve as a cafeteria, ad hoc cafeterias throughout the morning and afternoon. So our plans are continuing, and we will embed the latest guidance in our summer and, of course, our fall plans. We have ways to go. So you know, all of us have learned what we know to be true. That is, what's here today may change tomorrow as the pandemic dictates some of those roles. Right now, we are in good shape, and we fully prepare for our students to return to in-person instruction in the fall, 5 days per week. I don't want to steal the Assistant Superintendent Deb Judy's thunder. She may be talking a bit about the survey, but the survey, give or take, around 10% of our families have requested all virtual instruction for next year. So we continue to prepare for in-person instruction, but those families who are requesting virtual will have the virtual option as well. And that'll be something that we continue to work on so that we can staff a virtual academy so that roughly 90% of our students are able to enjoy some degree of normalcy in the classroom 5 days a week, while those families who are still concerned or reticent to return will have the virtual option for next year. So those are pieces that continue. We also continue to have conversations with Boys and Girls Club of Smyrna Clayton as we map out our wraparound care program next year for those families who have requested it. There will be before school care, roughly from 7 to 8 in the morning, and then there will be after school care, roughly from 3:45 until about 6 in the evening. And those will be on site in our schools. The Boys and Girls Club is working with the state to secure all of the certification and licensing requirements so that they can host their students in our schools and provide the services that will be available to them. And some families have requested both. Other families have requested either in the morning or the afternoon, but not both. And so we're very flexible, and we're excited about the partnership. It's a long-standing partnership. We're now turning the page to another chapter and engaging more directly with the Boys and Girls Club to support our families from the morning through the late afternoon into the early evening next year. So that'll be an exciting opportunity for all of us as we plan.
If I may, Mr. Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Williams, I was contacted by two different legislators who had, trying to gather information about school returning to Delaware, in our schools. And I'm very grateful for the work that you and Ms. Judy and certainly everyone has done, because I was very easily able to point to our website, say, here's what our plans are. We've been very transparent about this. We're collecting data. And both individuals gave the district kudos for their announcements, for their transparency in doing that, and said that they thought that we were doing well and leading the pack. So we always like to hear that. So I thought I would pass that along.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It's wonderful to hear. We try to maintain as much transparency as we're able. And a lot of times, as we find out information from the state, there's very little turnaround time.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, we continue to provide as much information as we can. And finally, as we mentioned last month, spring activities are a full go. Graduation ceremonies are a full go. Plans must be submitted. But now we can amend those plans instead of requiring 6 feet of social distancing. wait for it, 3 feet of social distancing. Masks will still be required, of course, but to have that opportunity to engage our students and their families for not only the high school graduation, but each of the transition and graduation ceremonies at the schools, that would be something that's very welcome. And I will say, as I close, we are planning to have a big party, big celebration next year as we gather our students back into our schools. We've already got some activities mapped out, but it will be a year like no other, and we will have a lot to celebrate and a lot for which to be thankful. So,
thank you. Great, thank you very much. Human resources, Judy.
That's me. So the COVID update, it's a good one. Our numbers continue to decline in the state. Our cases in the district continue to decline. Hospitalizations, of course, the most crucial number continues to decline. And our number of vaccinated individuals in the state continues to increase. We were able to, we talked about last month how the vaccine clinic for the 16-year-old and above group, and just now the CDC yesterday or the day before, today they approved conditionally the on an emergency the ability for 12 to 15-year-olds to become vaccinated. So again, more good news for us and our plan to reopen 5 days next year. Of course, we're going to go full steam ahead as soon as Bay Health tells us that they're ready for a vaccine clinic for our 12 to 15-year-olds. That will not be even a question. That will be something that we will be holding as soon as possible. So as we have a ton of things going on, it's the end of the year. I'll be sure to get in touch with Amy Burnett from the Wellness Center so we can make that happen. Always, and I said this at the beginning of the year, and I've done it every board meeting, I want to thank our school nurses. It was School Nurse Appreciation Week as well as Teacher Appreciation Week last week, and they have continued to just work tirelessly for the health of our community. And again, we continue to be the place where people go to find the latest and greatest information, and that is why we're here. And of course, what we always want to be able to give them. So our cabinet group has met, about every 2 weeks or so for the entire school year. And one of the things that we've discussed, and we were right on the cusp, was opening those playgrounds a few months ago. And then guidance said, no, that's not really possible, even though it sounded so good. We actually did receive the guidance that we were looking for, the amount of times that the equipment needs to be sanitized. We were able to utilize some of that, some of our COVID relief funds to hire individuals to disinfect for us, some of them going to a couple schools and having a schedule, and others being stationed in one school. And then during their free time, that is not free, working with our kids. So of course that was wonderful to hear. We have a couple grandparents, and we have the Delaware State University soccer team, girls soccer team, helping us. So that's great. Lots of energy for the kids at the end of the year coming from them. Update on learning environment survey. Mr. Williams already discussed that briefly. So we are in the talks with the Boys and Girls Club, and also that would be the site-based Boys and Girls Club in our schools, as well as the club behind Wendy's. The club behind Wendy's will still be operational, doing what they do so well, and then we are looking to partner with them with itinerant teachers coming from our school to moving up from our home bases, moving to them to be sure that they also receive the learning recovery time that we're offering our students that are in the schools. Mr. Holt is working with their site director to get all the licensure issues worked out. And we are also going to be working with Mrs. Holt in curriculum to make sure that that learning loss time, that learning recovery time is really spent well. So lots to do with that program, and we will have an update for sure monthly as we move into the new year. It's hiring season, so though I feel like this year has been not a lot of hiring in HR, I need to get back to the basics. And here we are at the end of May, or middle of May, getting into looking at projections for next year, looking at master schedules, what are we doing with our virtual versus our in-person students. And it looks as though we will have a virtual academy as we had planned, looking at the 10% across the district, that we'll have 1 to 2 teachers per grade level rather than 1 to 2 classes per grade per school. So it will be a district-wide virtual academy. So if a student is a Clayton Elementary student, but their parent is choosing virtual, that student will be in a classroom with students from virtually in a classroom with students from other schools. So that's something that we're working on across the district, and we will have someone who is directly supervising that so that parents have that one-to-one contact with an administrator in case there are issues. But they will remain in their home school, but attend class virtual. So hiring season has lots of new things this year because of the virtual academy. We'll be working and hiring for those positions, hiring back our temp perms, looking at our paras that we have work with our kids, and whether they'll be working virtually or working in person. And there's always the wonderful unit breakdown that we look at daily, also normal. And then finally, we are in negotiations with our union. Our collective bargaining agreement is expiring in June. So we have met twice now, have certainly done some really positive work, are finding common ground in a lot of areas, and we will have something hopefully for you in the next couple of months. So that is all for me.
Great. Thank you. Operations, Mr. Holt.
Okay, starting with buildings and grounds. As we go over each month, we're still working aggressively to ensure that our HVAC equipment is adequately maintained and in good operating order. Also continuing with our deep cleaning on Wednesdays and making sure that we're contacting and cleaning those high-touch surfaces in the buildings every 15 minutes to 2 hours. Also, we have a lot of building improvements going on right now. A new rooftop unit for our SHS Ag classroom is ordered. Deliveries scheduled for mid-June. The Culinary Arts Kitchen, which is the concession stand on the outside of High Street, calling it the new gym. The main gym at Smyrna High School will be that classroom's kitchen facility. So the hood system has arrived. So that's a good thing. That's being installed. We also have planning for a bus lane improvement project over at Clayton Elementary. The LED parking lot lights have arrived, and we're scheduling a change out for those soon. And maintenance, they're also working with legislators to replace the SMS, the Smart Middle School sign out front, the marquee with an LED sign, similar to what you can see over at the high school. And they're working on various filling various positions that are available. One other note that's recently come to me for JBM, the oak tree that's in the north facing side of JBM, at the end of the plaza there, the little horseshoe at JBM, that tree was evaluated by a specialist and found that there is a significant amount of decay and rot in the tree. And unfortunately, the tree has been recommended to be taken down. And there's some parts of the tree that are extremely high risk, and we're going to be working to get some of that stuff started really soon. The goal is to be able, Mr. Holmes has worked with the JBM Alumni Association. We'd like to be able to keep some of that wood, actually have it milled, and possibly be able to do a project with that wood in collaboration with them.
so that we can kind of memorialize that tree that's been there for so long and possibly have a bench or some other type of furniture made out of maybe to replace the bench that you guys just had to get rid of. So possibly do something with that lumber so that it can kind of move on. Technology, they're starting to ramp up those summer projects in addition to the standard tasks of cleaning and re-imaging and moving computers to assist custodians of cleaning floors and all that good stuff. Also working with the high school staff to make sure that they're being able to live stream the prom event, the King and Queen. Also implementing the Delaware ID system, or OCTA as it's called. Implementing the Delaware K-12 internet filtering, implementing the ClassLink to replace Clever for a student single sign-on. Also, we've been kind of waiting for quite some time to be able to convert our website to the new web host, so hopefully that's going to be some of the project, as well as end of the year collecting all of the devices that we've loaned to our students to make sure that they were able to remain connected to their instruction over the course of the year, as well as getting prepped for hopefully our one-to-one initiative to kick off this fall. Also, in addition to all of those things, continuing to support our classroom education, responding to all the different technologies that are initiated by staff. Transportation, continuing the contractors that are continuing to support child nutrition and delivering food into the community each Wednesday, as well as supporting curriculum after school support needs. Collaborating with the transportation contractors to make sure that the buses are effectively sanitized. As we said each time, we have to make sure that the buses are clean in between each run. So our bus drivers and contractors have done a wonderful job making sure our buses are clean and safe for our students. And collaborating with administrators here in the district for our summer learning plans, as well as what we're hoping to secure a successful vote later tonight on our new transportation supervisor. So there's more to come on that. Child nutrition, continuing to provide curbside meals each Wednesday, as well as preparing for our traditional summer food service kickoff in a few weeks once school ends. School climate and safety, continue to work on those monthly SEL lessons for teachers and weekly parent check-ins. Working on restorative practice planning for the upcoming school year. Working on a resource guide for classroom management strategies and relationship building techniques for the 2021-2022 school year, and working on school based as well as district safety plans for safety trainings for staff this upcoming fall. And the movie nights that we talked a little bit about last time, we had a COVID delay in some of the receiving some of the stuff that we had, our audio equipment was just received, and we had about 90% of the stuff, but enough to get things going. May 27th, to have our first kickoff movie night at North Elementary. So more to come on that, and I'll be working with the other administrators to try to schedule something.
Thank you. Curriculum, Mrs. Holt.
Many of the things on our list are similar as we are closing out for this year and starting our plans for next year. Standards-based at our last in-service. We reviewed science, social studies, and then social emotional learning components. On May 28th, which is our last full day in service, we will be looking at the narrative section for our elementary, and we are going to have the teachers set up the qualities for narratives and what they look like. So we will have a bank of exemplars that they can use and criteria for what each of the narratives will look like next year. The narrative section of this report card will be where the parents will get that specific information. So we really want to spend some time training that. In our secondary ELA, we'll be looking at StudySync, their first look at the new curriculum that they've looked at. Our secondary grading committee had its next meeting, and they reviewed chapters 4, 5, and 6 of the Thomas Gusky book, On Your Mark. Our summer plans, we have notified our K to three students of, you know, we feel that you could use some extra support based on school data, and are getting our signups for that as well. This year, because we know all students have some learning loss, K to six, we are sending home packets, and my department has been, you know, working really hard to come up with some fun activities. So students will receive a folder with four activities per subject. And in the month of July, there will be corresponding videos to walk them through the lesson. They can do it asynchronously. And we will have other activities as well. But it comes with not just the activities, but the manipulatives and things that they will use to do all of those activities. We will also have our bookmobile out in the community this year, giving books and, you know, providing activities and support that way. And then this summer, we have our responsive classroom training set up, and we have been working, as said before, with principals and Mrs. Judy about the logistics of virtual and how that is impacting scheduling and staffing for next year.
Thank you. Special services, Dr. Rudnoff.
Thank you. Well, in special services, we keep saying, I cannot believe it's May. How did that happen? So what we decided was to close out the special ed teacher council for the year, and do that by having them reflect on, you know, how they feel about the council and what we can do moving forward, and if we also need to have some summer plans. What was so nice is that many of them said they just love that we get together every month and they can collaborate with other buildings, and that it really is about problem solving, and they feel like when they come and there's a concern that it's very open for people to talk back and forth with each other to try to, you know, come up with some solutions. So it's very focused on that. And they're also hearing, we always do the, you know, tell us some things that are good that you're hearing, as well as, you know, some concerns. So we do try to balance it out each month. And so it made us, you know, feel good that we're moving in the right direction with them. And they did give us some suggestions of things to work on in the summer. I mean, they talked about, you know, wanting additional supports on progress monitoring and, you know, and coming up with making sure that we really have differentiated training plans for them, right? Because we have some brand new teachers who come in who need certain training for IEPs, and others who have been here forever and we don't want to put them through that. So it's been very productive. But as I talked to you before, one of the things that came out of it was the special ed task force, the special education task force, and that was the other document. I wanted to just share with you the summary. So this group met, they were kindergarten through fourth grade teacher specialists. We had some building administrators that came as well. It was led by Dr. Mayhew. And it came because during the teacher council, they said, you know, we need more help in differentiating. We're really using this high quality core instruction, but we need some more assistance. So, you know, I will not go through this page by page, but hopefully you'll take a look. I mean, they really spent some time to break down what are the needs and what recommendations they have. And they one of the things that Dr. Mayhew had given them, so the Council of Exceptional Children has identified 22 high leverage practices. So she asked the team to take a look at it and say, you know, what do you think that, you know, what are things that are going well for us? What are things that some additional resources, you know, that we need? And you can see that the ratings, but some of the things that they talk about that, so we're putting plans forward to support this, is they want some more workshops, discussions with the special education specialists that we have. So we have curriculum specialists in our department now. They like some grade level collaboration with special education specialists during their PLC, so we want to really utilize them more as coaches, not just working individually with students. They would like the opportunity to get together and do some make and takes, like, so we're going to differentiate, what, you know, what can we do? Some additional specialized instruction materials with reading, particularly with the ARC reading. And they would like a newsletter. And so the specialists have started to work on this newsletter for them already. They're very excited. And so I will make sure that when the first is printed, that we will upload it.
Thank you.
You're up.
First finance department.
I'm going to follow Jerry's lead and be brief.
We're okay with that too.
He said, the less you say, the better you are.
That's the best advice on the way out of the career yesterday. No, but this week or this month, we don't have an update from the finance department. Jerry will be back joining us for the June board meeting, July board meeting. And today, I guess I'm actually official. Didn't think we're, I would be official by now. Looking forward to
it. So are we.
Thank you very much.
Okay, as it is 6:35 and our regular meeting does not begin until 7, I would like to entertain a motion to move into executive session.
Second.
And we have a motion by Reverend McClymont and a second by Ms. Lloyd to move into executive session. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We will plan to be back in time for the regular session.
It's recording, ma'am.
Okay, it is currently 7:19 p.m. I'd like to call the May 21st, 2021 meeting of the Smyrna School Board to order. Few notes, this meeting is being recorded and our Zoom license allows up to 500 participants. The meeting minutes and audio recording will be available on the district website as soon as we're able to get them processed. Our cameras and microphones are turned off for participants, except a few special exemptions for right now. And the chat feature is turned on. However, participants can only chat with the host in order to sign up for public comment. If you're interested in speaking during the public comment portion, you must provide your full name and topic that you wish to address in the chat prior to the start of public comment. Please know that if you're signing up for public comment, you will be asked to share both your audio and video. The chat will be turned off after the public comment portion begins. We will go ahead and start with our Pledge of Allegiance and moment of silence read by Reverend McClymont.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. As we go into our moment of silence, I just want to reiterate what Mr. Williams has said about tragic moments that we have experienced within our Smyrna School District. And that you would remember the families that have been impacted by those as we go into this moment of silence. Esperanza, which means to hope.
So we start our meeting today with many special recognitions. And we have some members who've been able to join us socially distanced here today. And we will start by recognizing several individuals in their retirement from the Smyrna School District. So I don't know if anyone would like to join me in
sure.
doing that, but we will start with Karen Pritt. Karen, who has had service to the district for 31 years. Megan's been a teacher of many of us sitting at the Megan's had a lot of patients with a very, very bad seventh grade basketball player. Congratulations and enjoy.
Karen was a wonderful welcoming presence at the middle school when I arrived in 2006. She was on our team leader team and always a team player. That was what struck me. So thank you, Karen.
Enjoy. Congratulations. Mr. Walls, who has been a treasurer with us for 26 years in the district and 29 in teaching. If you'll come forward, please.
And here I would be tremendously missed by a young person.
Thank you very much.
When my daughter came to Smyrna, her first school was JBM, and it was a wonderful experience to welcome her here, and Mr. Walls took her in and helped her with her clarinet. She did not continue through high school, but that was her first musical experience here.
I think she sang in my
She sure did.
Mr. Walls for a trombone in my house and a trumpet in my house too. So thank you, Mr. Walls, for sharing that joy with us.
Yeah, thank you.
Mr. Walls was also my B&B guy when I was in high school many moons ago in Salisbury, Maryland. From 1985 to 1989. Right?
Yes. We'll have to talk. Yeah.
And next we have Curtis Heath. He has been 21 years of service. And
run through middle school. So when I came to the middle school in 2006, Curtis, first of all, spoiled all of us because anything we asked the team to do, he always said yes and would find a way. Even if at the moment I asked him to, he didn't know how, he was going to figure it out. I mean, just a wonderful presence and a wonderful person. And I can't say enough gratitude.
Thank you very much. And it was funny when we all walked back in from executive session, because I'm pretty sure that for most of us, this is the first time that our student school board member has actually been physically present at a board meeting, even though she's been such a wonderful addition, and we've been so happy to have her reports and all who shared with us, and we wish you the best of luck, Caitlin. So we wanted to provide you with a little token of appreciation. What are your plans after you depart?
So I will be attending the University of South Carolina, majoring in psychology, and I'll be in the capstone program, which is like not an honors program, but similar.
Good.
So yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And I do just want to read into the record those who were the individuals who were not able to join us. And those are Donna Boyko, who's been of service to the district for 30 years, and also Tracy Jones, who's been of service to the district for 30 years as well. So we congratulate everyone and enjoy your time. Certainly yes. Earned it. Congratulations. So that takes us to 5.7 on the agenda, and that is the recognition of Building Teachers of the Year. So I believe we have some folks on the screen, although I can't read that.
The Brady Bunch up there.
The Brady
Bunch.
You have the Brady Bunch.
I'll let you do the honors. I'll do the honors of the Teachers of the Year of the schools, and then we'll have our President Mrs. O'Connell announced the lucky winner. For North Smyrna Elementary School, we have Lauren Schwager. This is your. For Smyrna High School, we have Daniel Semenik. For John Bassett Warner Intermediate School, Holly Willie.
For Smyrna Elementary School, Kelly Evans. For Clayton Elementary School, Lauren Kasner. For Sunnyside Elementary School, Lauren Muhammad. For Clayton Intermediate School and teacher of grade duty, Candace Meyer. Smyrna Middle School, Lauren Luca. And now, we have a lot of learns. And now I will pass over the lucky winner to, or the hardworking winner to, Mrs. O'Connell to announce.
Reverend Rakhima, I believe you normally give us a drum roll. So the Smyrna School District Teacher of the Year for the 2021-2020 school year is Lauren Muhammad. Mrs. Muhammad, congratulations. Congratulations to her. Events. You truly bring life to our students and the joy that they see. It is so impressive to watch you with our students too. I remember I was sitting at a district event next to Mr. Williams. I was like, wow, she's really good. congratulations.
Thank you so much. It's such an honor. I'm so humbled. I mean, it's just amazing. I work with the best people, so they inspire me every day. So thank you so much.
Well, you're going to get a great license plate, and maybe there's a Teacher of the Year parking spot. We'll make sure that you all get these recognitions. And every single one of you is very special in many different ways, and we appreciate all that you do for our kids every single day, especially in this very challenging year.
Absolutely.
But you're all wonderful and worthy of this. And Lauren, you're going to be representing us in October at the State Teacher of the Year contest. So we will.
Thank you.
Work on preparing you for that. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Congratulations. Fun-filled board meeting. Changes to the agenda, 6.1.
There are none this evening.
Fantastic. And for the first time in person, would you be give us our student board member?
Oh, man, I feel like it's so expected now. So, once again, hello everybody. So good to see everyone's faces. I feel like I can finally put voices to faces. Just some things going on at the high school. So our girls soccer team had our senior night. So congratulations to all the seniors on the girls soccer team. National Honor Society has been continuing rolling out their virtual tutoring programs around the district. This week, or these upcoming weeks, are really heavy on our finals and AP exams. So I know myself and a lot of my peers are really kind of getting down, focusing on those. SGA will be holding their annual Potter Cup football game. And then one of our really big events happening is our senior prom, which is this Saturday, the 22nd. I am excited to report that we have just now been able to open that up to guests and juniors rather than just seniors. We'll be holding it outside in the parking lot, and I've gotten a bunch of tents, lights, music setups to make it a great night. We are heavily focusing on COVID protocols. We will be enforcing masks and social distancing procedures all night. In addition, at the door of prom, or the outside door, students will be required to fill out a COVID questionnaire and get their temperature taken as well. Tickets are currently being sold for $10. They do cap at $275 due to capacities. And then upon purchases, students are provided with information regarding COVID testing before prom. Just an opportunity if they are deciding to take it. This past week, seniors also have had the opportunity to decorate their parking spots with some approved chalk materials. So they've been out there working to leave their temporary mark. Really important that I say temporary on the school. Also, some exciting news. We are in the phases of cap and gown pickup. I just got mine today, which is crazy to me, like seeing my cap and gown on. So on May 10th, the forum opened up for students to select their graduation times. There are a few different sessions, and each one can have 100 students in attendance. Each student is allowed 4 guests, and it will be held in the football stadium. Due to our different sessions and student feedback, we have decided that all of our graduation speeches are going to be pre-recorded, so they'll be posted somewhere and everybody can look at them prior or after. Our class officer teams have been working to finish the year out strong with some end-of-the-year activities. We will be having a senior sunset coming up along with some tournament-style minute-to-minute games. In addition, we are currently in the second week of our Spirit Week, and tomorrow is the dress as your favorite staff member one.
I hope there are pictures.
Definitely, I'll make sure to take some. And then also really exciting news, our decision day, National Decision Day, was May 1st. So congratulations to all of my senior peers. Whatever path you decided to take, we are all so proud of you, including myself. There is a social media page on Instagram to celebrate those decisions. They're also being posted on the Smyrna High School Facebook. So if you have time, I encourage everybody to go check that out. Just kind of give all of our seniors a round of applause. And all in all, I think I speak on behalf of everyone at the high school when I say that we're all in summer mode. We have a lot of things starting to wind down and wrap up. Thank you and have a good night.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, and again, Caitlin, for your photo to the board and to the district, and best of luck to you.
Thank you.
So that takes us to a formal public comment. Mr. Sweeney, do we have anyone signed up?
No, ma'am.
No formal public comment. So that will take us to number 9, new business, starting with 9.1, approval of board minutes from the last meeting.
Madam President, I make a motion to approve the board meeting minutes from our April meeting as submitted by the administration.
Second.
We have a motion by Ms. Lloyd and a second by Reverend McClamott to approve the board minutes from the April 21st school board meeting. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. That takes us to 9.2, approval of the monthly financial reports.
Good evening, everyone. I believe all the members received copies of the board report prior to the meeting. I'll ask if anyone has any questions this evening.
No questions. I did just want to, at this point in time, make a quick comment that the Delaware School Board Association had been receiving a lot of inquiries about the disbursement of the various federal funds, the different relief acts. It's hard to keep track of all of those. And DSBA, the executive director, Mira Nucci, had shared that with the board members, and we request that it be posted on the DSBA their website, which is just desba.org. It might not be up yet, but it's a great reference sheet for sort of when the districts have to spend the money by, what the different requirements are, because there have been a lot of questions about what districts are doing with those funds. So just wanted to mention that as well.
Madam President, I make a motion to approve item 9.2, the monthly financial report as submitted by the administration.
Second.
And we have a motion by Ms. Lloyd and a second by Reverend McClamott to approve the monthly financial report as submitted. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 9.3, school choice for the 2021-2022 school year.
Thank you, Madam President. We have 9 school choice applications for inter-district transfer and 10 choice applications for intra-district transfer. 2 inter-district school choice termination forms and 3 intra-district school choice termination forms have been received for the 2021-2022 school year. It is the recommendation of the administration that the inter-district students 1-9, the intra-district students 1-10, the inter-district school choice terminations 1 and 2, and the intra-district school choice terminations 1, 2, and 3 be admitted under choice this evening.
I make a motion to approve the 2021-22 school year to enter school applications 1-9, the intro 1-10, the inter terminations 1-2, and the intra terminations 1-3 as submitted.
We have a motion by Ms. Evans and a second by Ms. Malik to approve the school choice for the 2021-2022 school year as submitted. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 9.4, our authorization to sell bonds.
So, the referendum February 2020 to address the roof and mechanical projects was approved, and this is a resolution to approve the bond for this district portion. I think it's $667,000. Anyhow, yes, that is $667,300 bond for 20 years at an interest rate of 1.67%. Mr. Gallagher and Ms. Hudson have worked to put that before you, and we ask for your approval to complete the local portion.
I make a motion to approve authorization to sell bonds as submitted.
Second. Motion by Ms. Malik and a second by Ms. Evans to approve the authorization to sell bonds, number 9.4. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. That takes us to 9.5, scholarship awards, which are still secret.
I make a motion to approve the scholarship awards as submitted by the administration.
We have a motion by Ms. Evans and a second by Ms. Malik to approve the scholarship awards as submitted. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Item 10, personnel.
Madam President, I move that we accept item 10.1 A through B, 10.2 A through E, 10.3 Ms. Atkinson's A through G, 10.4 reappointments and reassignments A through C, 10.5 new hires A through D, 10.6 educational staff rehires for the 2021-22 school year as submitted. 10.7 technology interns for the 2021-2022 school year as submitted. 10.8 staffing for the Summer Learning Academy as submitted. 10.9 extra time as submitted. 10.10 revised hourly employees for the 2020-2021 school year as submitted. Revised spring coaches for the 2020-2021 school year submitted. And 10.12 substitute teachers for the 2020-2021 school year as submitted.
We have a second. Yeah, the motion by Ms. Malik and a second by Ms. Evans to approve personnel items 10.1, 10.2, 10.3, 10.4, 10.5, 10.6, 10.7, 10.8, 10.9, 10.10, 10.11, and 10.12 as submitted. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Did anyone want to acknowledge individuals who are sitting here and have had a little bit of a shift of position?
So, Mr. Kent Robinson. Mr. Kent Robinson is going to be in charge of transportation. Going to be working with Sharon for quite a few months, absorbing all the knowledge until December, when Sharon will go on her way and be just a phone call away. So, she said that would make me very happy to be able to get phone calls and help out. So, but we're excited for you, Kent. Thank you for taking on this challenge for us. And then also, I will note that Eric Wilson is going to be moving from north to Smyrna Middle School with Mrs. Meltzer, stepping into Mr. Robinson's shoes.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. All right, there are no personnel matters to handle, but we do have one student matter on the agenda.
Madam President, for item 12.1, I make a motion to accept the finding of facts and the recommendation of the hearing officer for student matter 2021-01, and that they pose a significant threat to the health, safety, and welfare of our staff and students.
Second.
We have a motion by Ms. Lloyd and a second by Reverend McClymont to approve the recommendation for 12.1, which is student matter 2021-01, as submitted by the administration. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And with that, that takes us to the end of our business. So I declare that our meeting is adjourned.